Hello everyone, my name is MC and I will be your host for this CryptoCoins Coach Live Telegram interview. Today we are hosting an AMA for TabTrader and we are delighted to be here today with Kirill Soslov, co-founder of TabTrader. Thank you for being here with us today, Kirill.
Hello, MC.
So as you may imagine, you know, I'm sure our followers are familiar with TabTrader. Anyway, I think you know, it would still be great if you could give us a brief introduction, both about yourself and also your project, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. Let me just start by wishing a Happy New Year to everyone who's celebrating it today. Now back to the question, TabTrader. I'm a co-founder of TabTrader. It's a mobile app for cryptocurrency trading that allows users to connect multiple exchanges. Typically, crypto enthusiasts, they have an account on multiple exchanges, and we allow them to be accessed through a single UI through our app. To monitor the market, user has to have multiple browser tabs open and multiple apps installed, but we offer a free app to monitor cryptocurrencies, trade on 30 major exchanges, set alerts, analyze charts. And if you become a power user, you can opt for a pro plan that's $12 per month right now. We are a top 10 crypto app on Google Play and App Store with 600,000 active traders. 74,000 people gave us 5-star rating, which shows that we solved a major problem for the user. And recently we launched our own token, TTT, that's 3 T's, based on Solana protocol, that will allow us to increase our user acquisition, retention, and referral for our app.
Well, congratulations on your project and Happy New Year too. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, you know, before moving on to your project.
Sure.
So, as you know, BTC has dipped to the 33,000 area. And now, if I'm not mistaken, it's hovering the 37,000 mark. There's been quite a lot of fear in the market for the last couple of months. And some say the bottom is in and we will just go up from here, though. I would like to ask you, you know, based on all this, what's your personal view on the current market we're in and where do you think it will go from here?
Well, thanks for your first question. I like the idea that Kyle Samani from Multicoin Capital proposed that now crypto is more tech-based narrative as opposed to money narrative. It means that now developers, they have more tools to use crypto than before. It can allow things like game development, for example. I'm a huge fan of this thesis that if game developers, they start incorporating crypto, it will for the first time in history uncorrelate the crypto market from the broader financial markets. Because people play games in bear markets, just like they play games in bull markets. However, coming back to the most immediate negative price action, I can only see that if the correction results in a crypto winter, it can bring a lot of new innovation. Like the last crypto winter brought us DeFi, for example.
Well, thank you for sharing your opinion. Very interesting. Now, NFT abbreviation has been named the world of the year 2021 by Collins, beating crypto even to the top spot. My next question is, what's your view on NFTs and metaverse?
Sure, thanks. Well, NFTs and metaverse could be just a fad. Well, NFTs were actually created in 2014 and they existed as so-called colored coins on Bitcoin blockchain. They never picked up. Now they're just rebranded with a new word. Metaverse already existed in my youth and in many games like Minecraft, for example. Well, of course, I'm aware that Metaverse should be different in a way that assets should be portable to other games, for example. But the tech side of this portability is just so hard. And especially when big corporations like Facebook place big bets on Metaverse, I'm really scared about the future of it. They can buy all the innovators and leave us with the same walled gardens.
I understand. Thanks for sharing. Now I'm going to move on back to your project, TabTrader. How do you see the future of TabTrader as a trading software? Are you planning to develop a desktop version?
Thanks. We do plan a few big releases in 2022. And today I'm happy to announce a release of a web version, which will allow our users to access all the functionality from their browser. This is really exciting news, and you are the first one to hear it from us. Coach community, we're happy to share it with the coach community first, of course. Another good news is that release of our web app on your computer. Similar to YouTube Music or Spotify, you can have TabTrader as an app on your Windows, Linux, or Mac as a separate app. It will be in sync with your mobile device, so wherever you are away from your desk, you can still continue monitoring the markets. And lastly, as far as our user interface is concerned, we are planning to release trading on iOS, which was still unavailable, by the way.
Well, thank you ever so much for sharing it with us. CryptoCoins Coach is super grateful. And I hope, it goes super well. Now, my next question is there any possibility that TabTrader is going to make its own exchange in the future?
Well, we're going to concentrate on DeFi at the moment. More specifically, it has to do with aggregating some of the more fragmented parts of the DeFi DEXs, and even creating our own DEX, possibly with aggregated liquidity from other exchanges, especially Solana-based DEX, since we are Solana-based, since we have a Solana-based token, and aggregating best pools for you, and getting all the staking opportunities in the same place, same app. We have a very good chance to build a mobile-first DEX that no one has ever done before. And finally, we are going to implement utilities of our token into the app.
Well, thank you for answering my question and for this amazing introduction. Our users must be super grateful. And if you don't mind, I'm going to move on to the user question part because I've got some interesting ones.
Sure.
So we got Albatross BD who says, what is the team planning for the next generation development?
Thanks, Albatross BD. The next big developments that will happen are the release of our web interface, and it's going to happen today. So today, everyone's going to be able to trade on the web interface of our app. It will be the most customizable and user-oriented trading terminal in the world. No one has done anything like this before, we hope. Then we learned that power users want the app to be always open, and thus we are developing a web app, as I mentioned before. And it will act like any other regular program that you have installed on your Windows, Linux, or Mac OS computer. Then there will be the first iOS app that allows you to trade across different exchanges right from your iPhone. We already have a huge user base on iOS, and they will be happy to learn that now it's possible to trade and not only monitor. Before, trading was only available on Android. Now it's going to be on iOS, Android, and web. And finally, we're working on enabling trading on DEXs. Especially Serum, we are very bullish on the Solana ecosystem. And that's a big thing for us at the moment. And we plan to offer this opportunity along trading on centralized exchanges.
Well, thank you very much for answering this question. My next question is a bit long, but it's very interesting, I think. It's from Wizard869. He says, can you list 1 to 3 killer features of your project that makes it ahead of its competitors? Then what is the competitive advantage your platform has that you feel most confident about? Next part is, how do you intend to raise awareness of your initiative in countries and regions where English is not widely spoken? And last but not least, do you have a community outreach strategy in place to help people better comprehend the project?
Yeah, thanks for this multi-part question. So, starting with killer features, TapTrader was always a mobile only. So we are professionals in mobile experience. This comes from our past work. As a team, we've built several projects, and the pinnacle of our like developer's career was building out part of Chainalysis, this very popular service that's a multi-billion dollar business right now. And in our UI, we're most proud of the charts in our app. Unlike competitors, TapTrader only uses native languages for development: Swift for iOS, Kotlin for Android, and JavaScript for the web. This nativity actually enables us to have highly responsive apps. TapTrader is most proud of its homemade charting library, giving competitors a very high entry barrier. Instead of using anything proprietary or even open source, we created our own library, which now makes us our app stand out. We don't use TradingView, we have our own thing. The charts thus are much faster than any competitor in Forex, crypto, or even traditional stock brokerage. Our charting component gives an advanced technical analysis functionality, which again, not many other apps can dream of. Addressing the second question about the non-English users, we are very strong believers in localizations. Our app has multiple different languages, up to 12 different languages in it. And it helped us to get a strong user base in some surprising countries like Brazil, Vietnam, or Poland. On the other hand, we don't see much traffic from countries where crypto is popular, but we don't have a translation, like Japan, for example, just because we don't support Japanese language. We're going to change that. We're going to support more languages in our app and see more regional growth. And finally, we have Telegram communities in 8 different languages and provide real-time support there. So you can talk to us in English, Spanish, Portuguese, Turkish, Vietnamese, and multiple more languages. That's it.
Well, thank you very much for answering this super long question. Our next one is from Hippo99, who says, how safe is TapTrader? How coming, you know, is there any update, you know, that will improve it?
That's an excellent question. And I can report that TapTrader is very safe. In all of our years of operation, we've never had an incident or of a hack. We have an encrypted incoming and outgoing communication between a server and a client. You can check App Store and Google Play reviews to verify this. No one's ever complained. One word of caution, though. You have to choose a strong and unique password for each service that you use and store it in a password manager, like, for example, KeePass, that I can recommend. Because in the last few years, there were at least 20 different crypto-related data leaks, exposing over 2 million credentials, including logins, passwords, and even KYC data. And moreover, there have been multiple leaks of non-crypto-related services where hundreds of millions of logins and passwords were leaked. And this enables bad actors to attempt to access victims' accounts of any existing service, including ours, by using compromised logins and passwords from past breaches, and relying on passwords to use by the victim across different services. So change your passwords and store your passwords in a password manager.
Not bad. So congratulations in this case. And thank you ever so much for your time. You know, it's been super interesting to hear all about TapTrader. Sadly, we've reached our time budget, but I want to say, Kirill, that it was a real pleasure to host you here live on Crypto Coins Coach, and I'm sure our users have learned a lot about TapTrader, because I sure have.
Thank you, MC, and thank you all Crypto Coins Coach users. You are welcome to follow us.
We'll sure do. And thank you, dear Crypto Coins Coach followers. It was great to have you here with us again. I am MC, and I wish you all to land on the moon with us. Bye.
Bye.